This is Today, a daily devotional to refresh, refocus, renew.
This is Today, for Friday, June 21. Compelled by the Spirit, our reading comes from Acts chapter 20. I have declared to both Jews and Greeks that they must turn to God in repentance and have faith in our Lord Jesus. And now, compelled by the Spirit, I'm going to Jerusalem, not knowing what will happen to me there. As Paul moves along to return to Macedonia, he can look back and remember the churches that now exist in that area. The list of his current companions shows the breadth and depth of the impact the good news has made. As he reflects on all that God has done in these travels, which included bringing a dead young man back to life, Paul feels a tug from the Holy Spirit. The future does not look pleasant for Paul. The Spirit warns him that prison and hardships loom ahead. And yet Paul knows that the Spirit is also leading him to travel again to Jerusalem. Before leaving, Paul calls for the elders of the Ephesian church to meet him. Paul teaches them one more time about what it means to be shepherds for the church, urging them to be on their guard for wolfish leaders who will try to draw disciples away. Paul's testimony calls for commitment, even as he makes clear that persevering is never easy. And before he says goodbye with tears and words of prayer, Paul provides a parting memory from Jesus. It is more blessed to give than to receive. Pray with me. Father God, guide and compel our lives by the power of your Spirit. May we give with generosity. May we take steps with courage. May we know tears of love. Keep us faithful. In Jesus, amen.
This is Today. Get our free daily devotional on the go. Get it delivered to your email inbox each morning or download our app to your mobile device. Sign up at todaydevotional.com.